Craig, one of those games where, if the football gods had been looking favourable on you, you'd have won the game, but just couldn't quite break Hibs down.
That's right. I think if you're the football manager of Aberdeen, you're pleased with the way the team played, but disappointed that we didn't take the chances that we created. Now, obviously, the penalty miss capped it all, and had we scored with a penalty, I think Hibs would have had to play a different manner and come out a bit more, and I think we could have gone on to win the game even more comfortably if we'd got the penalty goal. But it's another frustrating afternoon here, or early afternoon here at Pittodrie. We had early in the season Ross County, St Mirren and Hearts, and it was 0-0 in each game, and we dominated on those occasions. So I think, we haven't got a clinical finisher. We've got a very good finisher, Niall, but he's got no support at the moment, and Scott Vernon will finish, I'm sure, but his goal tally isn't as good this season as it has been in recent years. So we've just got to be patient and keep playing the way we're playing. We're not conceding many chances, and we're comfortable in possession of the ball, and I'm pleased with the way they played, but all we needed was a goal to cap it off.
One of the bright spots today, though, was the return of Peter Pollitt. His first game back after his loan spell at St Johnstone. You threw him straight in and he didn't disappoint.
No, I thought Peter played well. He's a very dangerous player. I wouldn't like to be an opponent with Peter on the ball because he can create chances. He's got good pace and very good delivery. And also Peter, in my experience in training, when we see him, can score as well. So, it's good that we've got a return of Peter. Well, unfortunately, he didn't manage to get us a victory today.
Isaac Osborne, playing in central defence today, was superb, I thought. And Rob Milsom, 81 minutes under his belt, that's important.
Yeah, well, the three guys who have been out for quite a while, the Hughes, Milsom and Osborne, all played very well. And I think you would see how very much we missed them. And we had a period there of indifference when we weren't getting the results that we might have thought we could have got. And had we these guys playing, I'm sure it would have been different because they give us an extra dimension. Unfortunately, Russell Anderson added to our casualty list with a strain yesterday. He got a hamstring strain in training. So that was two centre-backs out, and yet we kept a clean sheet without Andy Considine and without Russell Anderson. So great credit to the two who were in there. Reynolds is doing well, and so is Osborne. So, we've not had our best of fortune this season in terms of injuries. And today was another example when we lost Russell yesterday.
You've now got St Johnstone before the cup tie against Hibs next Sunday. Did today set any sort of marker for that cup tie, do you think? Or was it just another league game and let's not think about Sunday, we've got Wednesday to deal with first?
Well, what I think is that this will have no bearing whatsoever on the cup game. What we've got to do is to forget about the cup until we get points. We're looking for 3 points on Wednesday against St Johnstone, which would put us right back in the frame again, no matter what Hibs do. We want to compete at the top of the SPL. And, of course, we want to progress in the Cup. I think there's an opportunity for us in the Cup next week at Easter Road, but today's game will have no bearing on the Cup game. Hibs will be better at home, obviously, and we hope to be better away from home in the counter-attack.
Finally, the transfer window closes later on this week. Any chance of any movement at all?
Well, I've just said that we've got three midfield players back, fit again, and we brought Peter Pollitt back, so we've got four new players, effectively, so I think I'd be greedy if I went to the board and said I want to, in addition to the staff. It's unlikely that we'll be bringing anyone in, although someone who could guarantee us another 15 goals between now and the end of the season would be very welcome. I don't see that in the horizon, unfortunately, so we've got to shrug our shoulders and accept the fact that the squad we've got, which I think is a good enough squad, I'm not displeased at all with the current squad. It should be good enough to see us through to the end of the season and hopefully get us even further up the SPL than we are at the moment.
Great, thanks. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.